I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Aldwin Co. is a Black-owned clothing company that started in 2013. The company began with work on remaking wallets and soon branched out to apparel and design. Seeing a need for Black youth in the city, especially those underrepresented in the skateboard community, the company created the Aldwin Blackboard Collective, Canada's first Black skateboard collective that focused on empowering youth and supporting them through mentorship. Among the collective's other initiatives was the Black Lives Matter Ride for Solidarity on Juneteenth in 2020. Today, founder and director Carolyn Dowse talks about the history of Aldwin Co. and Aldwin Blackboard Collective. She discusses the company's history, its community support through the Collective for Black Youth, and its future initiatives.
My name is Carolyn Dowse, and I'm the founder and director at Aldwin Blackboard and Aldwin Co. Aldwin Co. is the company, and then Aldwin Blackboard Collective. So essentially, the collective was actually inspired to exist to address the social and political climate and the need for safe spaces for Black youth across the GTA and Canada to skate and ride. Within the skateboarding industry itself, what we found is that Black youth are widely underrepresented and sometimes require additional financial support to participate in the sport. So Aldwin Blackboard really aims to give Black youth the opportunity to inhabit these spaces without the barriers of the financial burden. Other than that, our purpose is really to build a platform of support to empower, to create equal opportunities within the skateboarding community for all Black youth across the GTA and Canada, and a community where Black youth can really share their experiences, learn, grow, and empower each other. I think most importantly, they deserve the support and equal opportunities and representation and a sense of community. So that's really what we're about and why we're building kind of this collective and a family that really supports each other. So the origins of the name actual Aldwin Co. Is our clothing brand. And Aldwin Co. really supports Aldwin Blackboard by way of 50% of our profits going towards sponsoring or supporting Black youth to skate and ride. Essentially, Aldwin, really the definition, it's really relating or denoting to the early Paleolithic culture of Africa. It's dated to about 2 to 1.5 million years ago. It's characterized by a primitive stone tool that specifically used by the Homo habilis. And these tools were used to build homes, to hunt for food and for protection. So the way we've kind of spun that at Aldwin Co. is that our slogan is, we created our legacy today. We believe that if you have the right tools, which means the right Aldwin, and the ambition and support, anything is possible. Aldwin Co. also strongly believes that every day we have an opportunity to create and share and collaborate within our community, to create opportunities that are always given to Black youth to prosper and be the change that we seek. So for ourselves, you know, Aldwin Co. started back in 2013. Really, it started for myself out of a need of taking nothing and creating something. The idea of an Aldwin in the first place, right? An Aldwin tool is actually a chiseled stone that civilization used to make arrowheads, to create knives, to create spearheads, right? So at the end of the day, when we looked at, you know, creating our brand, really what we wanted to do in the very beginning was, what we did in the very beginning was create leather products. And what we did was we went into our community and found local upholstery shops in which we could salvage the leather that they would normally throw away and put in the garbage and actually turn it back into leather products. And we are able to do so quite successfully for the first couple of years. What it allowed us to do is really open up our eyes in terms of understanding that it's not about only creating products that, you know, potentially end up in the landfill later on, but taking something and taking nothing, creating something from that, that now has a longevity and a legacy, right? And to this day, we can say that we have customers when we first started that still have our wallets that really uphold, you know, the standard of creating a legacy over and over again, because it's been a couple of years, right? Mm-hmm. So for us, really, moving into kind of say around 2020, when we started to kind of revamp our image, we tried to really start to look at how can we impact community, right? And we started to kind of shift a little bit in terms of our perspective at Aldwin, where it was mainly about creating sustainable goods, and moved into creating sustainability within our community, right? And what that looks like. So in order to create more sustainability within our community, we thought that the best way that we can do so is take some of our profits to contribute solely to community endeavors, right? So whether it be supporting Black youth to skateboard, musicians up and coming who need support, we want to be there in order to help facilitate to make that happen for Black youth across the city. So the best way that we found to do that is take profits of our clothing and our brand to be able to facilitate our community endeavors.
She describes how Aldwin saw that there were several Black skaters around the city who did not know each other, and that there was a need to create a forum and safe place to come together and foster new connections. She credits Toronto's skateboard community for embracing the collective and its efforts so far.
For us, we've been kind of introduced into the skate community right off the bat. It was kind of a calling. In 2020, during around the Juneteenth protests that were happening across the states, we're aiming to some way impact our community. And one of the things that really stuck out to us was that most of the Black skaters that we saw across the city as we predominantly visited these parks, we realized that a lot of these Black skaters are kind of scattered across the city and not in communication with each other. We want to create a safe space for them to kind of have the ability to really reach out and become their full selves. I think we're able to do that really because there is a niche for it. And honestly, the niche was due to the skate community that we have today. You know, there we have specific groups that are out there right now, like the Queer Skate Group, Toronto, which also facilitates, you know, a specific community. And for us, we want to be able to target our community, which is a Black community, to ensure that these skaters have the support that is needed. One of the things that was really cool for us, at least, is that the skate community kind of embraced us with open arms right off the bat. And we were able to do the Skate for Solidarity, the Black Lives Matter Skate for Solidarity, where hundreds of Black skaters and bikers and roller skaters from across the GTA and Durham region were able to ride with us from Underpass Skate Park to Dumbat Skate Park in solidarity with Black Lives Matter protests that were happening across North America and the US during Juneteenth. So I think for us, really, the impact that we've been able to have on the community is solely because we've been able to be embraced by our community. So I think as we move forward, one of the things that's really important to us is being able to grow our community. And in the means that we try to do, the means in which we try to do so is, you know, by organizing certain things that the community needs. For example, right now we're working on a petition for change.org, with change.org, for lights to get installed at Ellesmere Skate Park in Scarborough. And if anybody really knows that skate park is, you know, predominantly used by minorities. And at the end of the day, it's become an unsafe space when the sun sets, right? So for us, it's about creating that community safety for those marginalized youth who are coming into the area and using that space predominantly so that they feel safe within their neighborhoods to continue to skateboard. So I think that's really why we're here and why we're able to reach out and branch out. It's because we have our community backing us really strongly and to ensure that our Black youth are taken care of.
Carolyn mentions that the perception of skate parks and skateboarders need to change. While some associate it with being disruptive and rebellious, she says that it should be viewed as a crime deterrent where youth can better express themselves.
And I think it comes down to, you know, skate culture has really been attributed to something being rebellious, you know, and a rebellious sport in the sense where you can get your skateboard and skate anywhere in the city, right? And sometimes it becomes disruptive in some spaces as deemed by society, in which creates this stigma around skateboarding in the first place being a sport that is rebellious, right? I think for us, really, it's about fighting racism, and it's a tool, really, because at the end of the day, using a skateboard as your tool, it builds community and it builds among young people, right? So that means that's all kinds of creeds, colors, spectrums, views, we're all joined together by one thing, which is skateboarding. I think it's about, you know, creating more safe spaces. I think the skate community has really pushed, at least in Toronto, has really pushed the endeavors to try to make it more safe and removing things and stigmas like having, you know, alcohol on the premises or doing certain kinds of things that are deemed kind of, you know, illegal in society's eyes within those spaces to ensure that we are creating safe space for the community, no matter the age. And I think we're doing really great job at doing that currently. I think really the things that we face in terms of skateboarding and in our spaces tend to be, you know, what kind of lighting do we have? Are these spaces actually welcoming? Do they create pockets of danger, right? Or are we creating pockets of light where individuals are able to come in, positive spaces, but also be able to make spaces safe visibly, right? And I think that's really important.
So far, the collective has gradually increased the number of youth being sponsored. Each sponsorship and mentoring are catered towards the specific needs of each youth.
So essentially in the past 2 years, we've sponsored on and off about 6 to 8 youth. And essentially what happens is they come and roll in and they kind of roll out. So it's really a program where, you know, at the end of the day, we want to support you as much as you need it in that time period. And then essentially, if you don't need the support anymore, you're welcome to leave us, right? And I think really it's about us impacting them for that time being when they really need us to be able to propel them with their wings forward to move towards their legacy, right? So Aldwin isn't just about, you know, the clothing, but it's about creating a tool that at the end of the day, these guys can use, figure out what their tools are to now build their legacy and move forward. And I guess for us, really, you know, working with the youth at Aldwin Blackboard Collective, one of the things that we've realized is that skaters do have alternative skill sets, right? Some of these skaters are musicians. Some of these skaters are artists. Some of these skaters create their own clothing brands. So how can we facilitate you outside of skateboarding that potentially is not something that you want to do for the rest of your life or become pro, but within the same sector, how can we give you the tools that are necessary so that at the end of the day, you can build your legacy outside of skateboarding, but still feel like you're a part of the industry? And I think that for most of the youth that we've worked with, at least today, we're able to either facilitate them with certain connections that we have within manufacturing so that they can start doing their own brand, right? And that's important to us. So Aldwin Co. isn't just about, you know, building our community, but ensuring that our community is able to build themselves and build their own legacies moving forward.
Through the work of Aldwin, Carolyn wants to encourage others that it is possible to find formative ways to positively impact communities.
For sure. I guess for us, really, it's continual support. I think really, you know, in the last 2 years, it's been kind of up and down due to the pandemic, but we're still able to continue to operate as a brand, as well as supporting some youth across down the board. So I think that, you know, in closing remarks, you have an opportunity to change your community, right? It's within your hands. And sometimes we're looking for change and we're seeking change, but we can create that change by stepping in and doing some of the work that's necessary to build our communities. So I urge everybody today, find your Aldwin, find your tool, and help build the legacy of others, and it'll in turn build your own legacy.
The company and the collective are hosting upcoming community events that will support more Black communities and celebrate Aldwin's 8th anniversary as a brand.
Essentially, we're planning up and coming, you know, for next year. We're actually planning a big community event that, you know, I can't go too much into depth with, but at the end of the day, this will support, you know, the Black community in the Eglinton West community, as well as skateboarders across the city. So we're hoping to bring this to life, you know, next year around Juneteenth. Other than that, we've launched our fall winter collection, which is available at www.aldwinco. So you can see that. We have a pop-up that we're planning that's coming up at Ellesmere Skate Park sometime around the end of October, actually. And then Aldwin Co. is looking at our 8th year anniversary celebration around November 17th. So to stay up to date with everything that we're doing, follow us for more information at Aldwin Co. or Aldwin Blackboard. And if you'd like to support us in any way, you can get in contact with us at aldwinco@gmail.com.
I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.